Presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources.
February 13, 5:44 America, New York, live updates. Ukrainian leader urges calm as U.S. warns invasion could come any day. President Biden spoke with President Vladimir V. Putin of Russia on Saturday, but there was no sign of a diplomatic breakthrough. More than a dozen nations have told their citizens to leave Ukraine. President Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir V. February 13, 5:34 America, New York, Biden's decision on frozen funds stokes anger among Afghans. It is a cruel act and a betrayal, one shopkeeper said of the White House's move to essentially seize funds held by the Afghan Central Bank, waiting in October to withdraw money from a bank in Mazar-i-Sharif, Afghanistan. February 13, 5:30 America, New York, 65 years on, the battle for justice for thalidomide survivors continues. Thalidomide's dark legacy dates back to 1957, when it was first marketed. RT speaks to survivors determined to bring its maker to justice. February 13, 5:13 America, New York, Freedom Convoy, protesters, police face off at U.S.-Canada border as Trudeau looks at all options. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau stressed that borders cannot and will not remain closed, his office said. February 13, 5 o'clock America, New York, Finland's president knows Putin well. And he fears for Ukraine. The Finnish president, Sauli Niinisto, has carved out a vital role as interpreter between East and West, and he is not optimistic about the prospects for peace. President Sauli Niinisto of Finland with President Vladimir V. February 13, 4:13 America, New York, EU-Russia orbiter captures picture of Mars surface etched by dust devils. Scientists say powerful whirlwinds created the surreal landscape the ExoMars Trace Gas Orbiter, a joint project by the European Space Agency, ESA, and Russia's Roscosmos, has captured an image of Mars' southern highlands, with an intricate pattern made of windswept knobs, conical mounds, and ridges. February 13, 3:25 America, New York, man accused of blasphemy stoned to death by mob in Pakistan. Police say an enraged mob has stoned to death a middle-aged man for allegedly desecrating the Quran in a remote village in eastern Pakistan. February 13, 3:24 America, New York, German leader travels to Russia, Ukraine as tensions grow. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is flying to Ukraine and Russia this week in an effort to help defuse escalating tensions as Western intelligence officials warn that a Russian invasion of Ukraine is increasingly imminent. February 13, 2:41 America, New York, Ukraine tensions, U.S. defends evacuating embassy as Ukraine urges calm. The imminent threat of Russian invasion justifies action, says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. February 13, 2:01 America, New York, migrant rights activists clash with police, video. The protest near the Polish-German border took place days after detained Iraqi asylum seekers declared a hunger strike. February 13, 1:54 America, New York, Ukraine tensions high as Biden-Putin call fails to yield a breakthrough. U.S. officials have warned that Russia could invade Ukraine within days, likely starting with a barrage of air or missile strikes. February 13, 1:48 America, New York, U.S. denies submarine was in Russian waters as Moscow claims. The United States denied Moscow's claim Saturday that an American submarine was conducting operations in Russian territorial waters, breaking international law as tensions are high amid a possible invasion of Ukraine. February 13, 019 America, New York, Saudi Arabia gives 4% of Aramco to investment fund. Saudi Arabia says it will transfer 4% of its stock in the state-run oil giant Aramco to its state investment fund, a nearly $80 billion infusion of cash as it tries to overhaul its energy-dependent economy. February 13, 011 America, New York, COVID-19, UK monitoring hybrid Delta Omicron strain called Deltacron. Health officials in the United Kingdom officially began monitoring a hybrid strain of the Delta and Omicron coronavirus known as Deltacron last week after it was identified in a patient in the country, according to the country's health security agency. February 12, 2331 America, New York, Hugo Torres, Nicaraguan ex-rebel leader dies after being jailed. Former Revolutionary General Hugo Torres has died aged 73, 8 months after being detained for treason. February 12, 2259 America, New York, Canada protest, after a police raid. What next for truckers? A police swoop on the protest at Windsor failed to shut it down. What will it take to get them to budge? February 12, 2257 America, New York, Ukraine warned Russia may invade this week after false flag attack. Brits and Americans have been urged to leave Ukraine immediately, and the CIA has warned thousands of Russian troops could attack as early as Wednesday. February 12, 2244 America, New York, recent studies underscore the dangers of pregnancy complications for unvaccinated women with COVID. Two new studies add to the evidence of the dangers the coronavirus poses to pregnant women and their babies. February 12, 2211 America, New York, postgrad students inspired by Breaking Bad chop up teacher and dissolve body in acid. Postgraduate students Dmitry Bikovsky, 35, and Alexander Karlamov, 31, are accused of killing Vyacheslav Kuznetsov, 58, in Western Russia in March 2020. February 12, 2139 America, New York, Russia's Valieva trains before Olympics decision. Russian teenage figure skater Kamila Valieva continues to prepare for her individual event at the Beijing Winter Olympics despite news of a failed doping test. February 12, 1913 America, New York, Swiss vote on tobacco ad ban long after neighbors. Most European countries banned tobacco ads years ago, but the Swiss are yet to tighten their laws. February 12, 1910 America, New York, Ukraine tensions, after 8 years of war, an eastern city unifies against Russia. Separatists tried to seize Kharkiv in 2014. Now the city is turning away from its old neighbor. February 12, 1906 America, New York, Guinea-Bissau's mystery deepens over drug trafficking coup plot. Some are questioning whether Guinea-Bissau's president was really the target of a coup attempt. February 12, 1906 America, New York, Royal Enfield, a family's decade-long search for a missing motorbike. Arun Srinivasan spent 15 years tracking down his father's missing motorbike, a beloved black Royal Enfield.